When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Good seeds can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program.
Mind the program.
Program. Let's get the headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory. Like the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Turns out John Mateer, he doesn't really like Oklahoma because he committed to him.
Oh, really?
He did. He did. He committed to him. Number one guy in the transfer portal. There was some Canes buzz over the weekend. But everybody did say, like, look, it looked like he was going to the Sooners.
Yeah.
You know, so he is, they hired his former offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach earlier in the month. So.
What a bum.
Like.
Kind of feels.
Wait, like. You think these players don't have any pull?
Yeah, they got pull.
He got the coaches a job.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, but he sucks, though, right? Am I right?
I've no.
Noodle arm, I think.
No, he's mobile. Actually, more mobile than Cam.
Mobile.
Statue, from what I hear.
Mobile. Intangibles, mobile.
I mean, look at what Michigan did.
Which is limited.
Look at what
Michigan. How much did they pay that good? Tell me.
What?
Tell me. What are they paying?
Come on.
Eight?
$8 million?
No. Oh. Eight. Figure.
What?
Wow. Good for these kids, man.
No way.
Jeez.
I do. I think we're getting to the point. I told you this before. The only thing I have a problem with is the fact that if you sign these NIL deals, your ass better play in the bowl game.
Well, Cam hasn't wavered.
That's the way the real world works, right?
I would agree, but I think that you should get an automatic endorsement with that product. So Cam Ward should get Pop-Tarts for life.
Ooh.
Or that's Kellogg. Who makes the pot? Kellogg's?
Kellogg.
Yeah.
Is it Kellogg? Yeah.
They make Wheaties?
They make Wheaties.
No. Kellogg's doesn't do Wheaties.
Is that General
Mills? General Mills.
Yeah. They make Wheaties.
Wheaties. Yeah.
What's the most athletic cereal?
Okay.
I feel like that went away.
No. Remember, used to be on the cover of Frosted Flakes or Cornflakes, right? Mm. The Cornflakes box.
Was it no, Cornflakes Wheaties.
Box? Wheaties box?
Wheaties was always
the thing. Yeah, Wheaties.
I don't think anybody looks at cereal as like the healthy breakfast anymore.
Special K.
No.
That's a special case for the old.
Yeah, for sure.
There's nothing better than a nice bowl of Fruit Loops.
Nah.
I love cereal.
Or Apple Jacks. Apple Jacks, which is the same.
Nah.
Apple Jacks and Fruit Loops is the same damn thing.
They taste different.
They do taste
different. There's a slight difference.
They taste a little different.
One, Apple Jacks is cinnamon.
What?
Yeah.
Apple cinnamon.
Yeah, it does have cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
Like, I've told you guys the best cereal.
Are you questioning me?
Wow.
When it comes to food?
I mean, you did bring me breakfast this morning, so I'm very
appreciative. Oh, you had the Einstein thing?
Yeah.
Wasn't it good?
Oh,
so good.
Was it good? I never knew I liked jalapeno spread.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you lucky I didn't bring the jalapeno roll.
Ooh.
Do a show. It's
I've seen you eat it.
Yeah, I know, but it, like,
it's
I don't.
It's a gamble for you.
Yeah, you can't.
You don't want to get stuck in that 95 traffic.
I can't bring that to everybody because everybody's stomach not made of iron like mine.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess the Canes are going to have to go poach somebody. I don't know.
Hey.
I guess we could. I mean, we could trust Emery Williams. I feel bad.
What?
He did show the guts. He did show the guts.
Fine. He showed guts, but I need a guy who's proven.
Hey, it is pretty amazing that college football has now taken the same path as the NFL, and that if you don't have a quarterback, you can't win.
Right.
Hell, I won a Rose Bowl without a quarterback.
Crazy. You guys drafted recruited a flag football player.
Oh, we had a guy on our team. When he came in, they say he threw 70 touchdowns his senior year. We're like, oh. And keep in mind, this is sight unseen. We don't know this guy. Right? He shows up. He's 5'9". He threw his first pass. And we were like, the hell league did you play in?
California Penal.
No. No, he played 7-man football.
That's crazy.
Was he seven or eight man? How did they do it in Texas? They only do that in Texas.
But what, so, like, did they do flag back then? That's what that was?
No,
or was it touch?
It was tackle. It was legitimately
tackle 7-on-7?
Yes. Like,
oh, not, I didn't know that was a thing.
They did, like,
Man, Texas.
Pull it up. It's like 7-man tackle football in Texas.
Oh,
it's
seven man or eight man. Well, you kept always telling me the story. I always thought it was a flag league.
No.
Yeah.
No.
They have Texas State on 7-on-7 organization football tournaments.
I feel like Texas would be so against that. I guess they love football so much they'll do all kinds of football.
7-on-7. Yeah.
So it was crazy, right? But he never played. We had one quarterback, right? Demetrius Brown. He lives down here. He's in a band. He cared about that guitar more than playing quarterback. But he had a cannon. He could throw the hell out of it.
Piss whistle?
Oh, yeah.
Whew.
Problem was, everybody got ready. Throw that thing to anybody.
Live ball.
Hey, the most trouble I ever got in with Bo Schembechler. Tell you this story again. So we played Michigan State. Demetrius Brown was our quarterback. He had 7 interceptions and 4 completions. So we lost. Like, you can look it up, 1987, something like that.
Michigan State.
7 interceptions. So we get in the meeting room the next, and we still only lost like 17-11, something crazy. So we get to the meeting on.
There it is.
We get to the meeting on Sunday, and Bo gets up. And you know how coaches, they try to be serious as hell, but they're not. So he says, Demetrius, in case you were wondering, we were wearing the white yesterday. And he said that, and I was like, so everybody's looking at me in the back going,
Please shut up.
He goes, Horde. You think that's funny? I'm like, yeah. And everybody's in the back going, no.
And what year is this for you?
Huh?
Is this freshman year?
No, sophomore year.
Okay.
Right, I just started playing. So let's just say that didn't go well. But I'm like, what was I supposed to do?
Have a little fun.
You don't want me to laugh. Don't tell jokes. You know what you were doing.
Oh man!
But there it is, right? 7 interceptions.
I found the score. I can't get a box score on it. After like
4 completions, 7 interceptions. I'm like, hey, I mean, at any point in time, you could have stopped throwing that.
Did
thing.
They pull him?
No, we didn't have anybody else. I don't know what happened. I literally didn't. Because here's the deal: the game was always close. So even with him turning the ball over, the game never got out of hand.
That's wild.
They went to the Rose Bowl that year. You know who's on that team?
Hmm?
Andre Rison, Percy Snow, Lorenzo White, who lives here. Lorenzo White's from Florida. They had a good team. They went to the Rose Bowl that year. Won the Big Ten championship. But that was back when we didn't have a championship. And so the way they determined who played in the Rose Bowl, so even if it was a tie, the team who hadn't been to the Rose Bowl, the most recent, got to go.
I got a headline in the LA Times. Big Ten roundup. Michigan State stops Michigan cold 17-11 on 7 interceptions.
Yes! You thought I was kidding? No, this was real football.
Demetrius Brown threw 7 interceptions to establish a Michigan record for most interceptions in a game.
And guess what? It still stands. You know why? Because no quarterback would last that long. We had no quarterbacks.
Bo Schembechler told the media, quote, "I was disappointed. We took ourselves out of the game. Historically, we have not been a mistake team. They deserve to win."
7 interceptions and you only lose by 6 points.
Sheesh.
Think about how miserable that game was.
Defense was hated to him. Oh,
defense? Offense. But the thing is that we didn't have, understand this, we ran a wishbone. We didn't have a wide open offense. I could understand if he was throwing it 40 times. He had 3 more interceptions than completions. That's it. To this day, I will never forget that for no other reason other than every time he threw the ball, I think everybody looked to the sideline and say, Bo, we still running with
anybody?
Him?
Wildcat? Take a break. Speaking of QBs, Tua, giving some thoughts on where the team's at right now. We'll hear from QB1 coming on up. Back after this.
Baby.
Leroy, can we get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? Your accentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
Over here at the Windowplex, look outside. It is partly cloudy. Winds coming out of, it's like they're coming out of the south, which is, that's usually where the humidity comes from, but it's been a little bit cooler. So
you had that afternoon golf today?
No. There's not enough time.
So.
By the time I get home,
my little 9 hole.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not old enough for that. I would guess it's going to get cooler this weekend, so I would still look out for the passing shower. The winds are barely blowing. I'd say 5 miles an hour. Look, the clouds aren't moving.
I see that.
So it's going to be, I'm still going to guess it's coming out of the east, though. I wish I could see a plane. I'm stalling, can't you tell? And I would say right now it's right about, I don't know, 80 degrees.
It's the playoff, man.
Oh, no! She's melting! She's melting!
She hates sunlight, dude.
I know.
It's very bright in here.
By the way, it's supposed to be a low of 53 tomorrow.
Yeah.
Ooh,
it's coming.
Yeah. It's going to get pretty chilly.
I'll be at home.
Oh, man. So, Tua spoke to the media yesterday. Still adorable. Where they're at right now.
Is he still holding out hope? Because he mentioned, you know, team's not packing it up.
Yeah, they're not packing it up. But he was asked about the 3 interceptions. And he said, no excuse for him and Tyreek Hill not to be on the same page. Here's Tua.
It's just letting the guys know that You know, this is why we weren't as successful as we were in these past games. You know, me and Tyreek being on the same page, us not being on the same page, you know, that's something that, that we take accountability for. But there's no excuses as to, you know, why that had happened and why it kept reoccurring. That's no excuses for that. And, you know, that shouldn't be, that's not the ball that, that we play here. And so that's not going to happen again. You know, we got to move forward from that. And it's a new challenge that we have.
All right, but I'm going to hold you to that, though, Tua. You can say it's not going to happen again. Promise is a promise. It's hard to stay mad at his face. You know, I just want to pinch his cheeks.
Honestly, I'm not really mad at him. I don't really blame. Of course, he missed those four games, but fine. He had three picks. He's had two bad games this year.
Really?
And he missed four, dude.
Really bad games.
Yeah. But he's been so mobile. Have you seen him?
So you're only being happy with him because he's getting the over on your parlays?
It's like he's like the new Michael.
I don't like how all your sports opinions have come down to gambling. Like, you really have a problem.
Like Tua McNabb.
No, you seriously, like, that's the only reason you either like or dislike a player.
Yep.
It's strictly if you can bet on them.
Well, I can't bet on Drew Smith now, so there is a little bit of factual information behind that. Maybe I'd be a little bit nicer to him if I could. But no, man, I have takes outside of that. Like,
do you
remember that one time I said that?
You hate Klay Thompson, but now I'm pretty sure it's because he blew some parlay for you.
Oh,
sure, there was some chili pepper.
No.
Could you imagine if we get like, I don't want Jimmy Butler to leave, I would never, but could you imagine if we trade into the Mavericks and get Klay Thompson?
Oh, I'm done.
Like, that's gonna be you, what do you mean you're done? You're not gonna be a Heat fan?
Oh, I'm cooked. I am done. The entire NBA family will gang up against me like the NHL's doing.
I'm going to tell you this right now. If we trade for Klay Thompson, media day next year, I'm having a sit down with him and Bam at the same time with you there.
So wait, here's the problem.
I'm sick that day. I can already tell.
No, you don't have to be sick.
Why?
You got to do what Tobin did.
Mm-hmm.
Start talking about something that takes away from.
You're right. Time and place. Time and place.
TMP.
TMP.
Nothing. Dude. Nothing will have any of us forget. TMP.
What I'll do is I'll just be like, this is your biggest fan, Klay. Then you have to kiss his ass, and then you'll be ashamed of yourself.
If I lose a bet from now until then, that'll be what I have to do.
We'll have a Klay shirt for him that says, I love Klay.
Captain love Klay. When did they start calling him that?
They call him that now?
Apparently. They gave
Klay?
Out Captain Klay. Oh, like, they gave out captain's why. Hats. Is that because he has a boat?
Because he's a loser on a boat.
What?
Yeah, you ever seen anybody else on that boat? Dude, I'm telling you. Loser,
wow.
Man. He used to take the boat to work. Like, oh, look at me. Ahoy. I hate this guy.
Ahoy.
Hate him. Worst.
Dude. Oh, man. Tua. Mm-hmm. You want to hear his response to Tyreek Hill's tweet?
Did he say Tyreek?
I'm going to say, this was it. That's just Tyreek. Tyreek.
Here's Tua.
I made aware of Tyreek's tweet. He said, it's time for me to go, coach. I'm not sure if there was a comma there or not. What do you think he means by that? Have you seen him? What interaction?
Well, what is it? What does it say?
It's time for me to go, coach, with no comma. Some might think it means it's time for me to go, coach.
I have no idea. I don't want to speculate on what Tyreek tweets or what he does. I mean, you guys should probably know better than me. Tyreek embraces all of that, so I mean he loves that. So if you guys give him a foot, I mean he's gonna take 10 feet, man.
I've never heard anybody say that. Give him a foot, take 10 feet.
I don't think that. I think
he took some liberties with that.
Yeah,
that's
not what people say to him. I don't think so.
Wait, so
you give him a
we
foot?
we have dipped to the point of now we listening. To pressers going,
mm-mm.
That's not what people say.
Like, we're
you know what they say, guys. You know what they say.
Listen, first of all, Tua's probably not saying Gaither either.
Can I just say, though? That's fair. But you also called him DeMar DeMozan yesterday.
No, I didn't.
Oh, yes, you did, dude.
Oh, okay.
But in fair, should we know Tyreek better than Tua knows Tyreek? Shouldn't he know Tyreek better than we know Tyreek?
Yeah, he knows he's a troll. And you guys still buy and fall for
this
it.
Guy's
was someone
here
laughing during this audio?
Probably Tyreek. Right,
real mature, Cheetah.
Like you can't call somebody a troll and then say time and place. The whole definition of a troll is they don't know time and place.
No, is that they know
they
and will choose to do otherwise.
Anyway, right?
Sure, I'm sure it makes his quarterback realize, hey, you know, you've taken some liberties with these routes lately, Tyreek. It's like, sorry, man, I gotta get these tweets off. He goes, you know what I want. Maybe Tyreek is in protest right now because he goes, there's just not enough bombs. You guys aren't throwing me bombs anymore. I'm done running routes.
No.
A lot of blocking.
That's an easy place to go, though. That's the whole point. Defenses know, right, that there's certain receivers in the NFL that if you do that to them in the first half, you won't even have to worry about them in the second half.
The fold-up shop?
Yep. And so sometimes defenses start games that way in hopes that an offensive player would do exactly what you're saying.
There is an article right now that's on ESPN that I am delighted by, which is worst mistakes by franchises over the last 5 years. They rank every team, and then they rank them in order of worst mistakes over the last five years.
Let me guess number one. Cleveland Browns.
Yup. Oof. Cleveland Browns signing Deshaun Watson is number one.
Oof.
I could see the Browns saying pulling a Tobin right now.
What?
Our hearts were in the right place.
I mean, it was
in the right place, I guess. Yeah. Browns number one. Number two.
That's interesting.
Broncos trading for Russell Wilson.
See, I don't agree with that one.
I don't agree with that as
because
number two.
There's a difference in a guy who doesn't work out on your team but goes on to play meaningful football than a guy who's just no good.
Aaron Rodgers is what he's talking about, essentially. The Jets.
Number three.
Oh, number
three. Yes! He should be number two.
He should be two.
Because Aaron Rodgers has not played any meaningful football for the Jets.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson has gone on in that same time period, and now is the quarterback for
But not for the Broncos.
So you're saying for them. But it just didn't work out. It wasn't that he couldn't play. The other two, 1 and 3, signed guys who couldn't play.
Number four.
Well, let me guess. Falcons.
Ooh, no.
Damn.
The San Francisco 49ers
also
trading up to get Trey Lance.
Trading 3 first-round picks to get Trey Lance.
Oh, yep. Gross.
And they played in 2 Super Bowls since? Or 2 NFC championships in a Super Bowl?
Yes.
Yeah. Since that. So, yeah, it was a terrible trade, but it didn't hurt him.
Number five.
All right, let's see.
Who? Let me give you the division.
Yeah.
NFC South.
Oh, I was going to say something about the Saints.
Wait, NFC South.
Terrible. Oh, it's got to be.
Bryce Young.
Carolina Panthers trading DJ Moore and multiple first-round picks to the Bears to move up and draft Bryce Young.
That's right.
When they could have just taken CJ Stroud or...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the Bears. Did nothing with that.
Number six. These are worst decisions over the last 5 years by each franchise ranked by ESPN.
Yeah.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Extending Trevor Lawrence.
Urban Meyer.
Boom.
Gotta be Urban Meyer, dude.
So wait.
Gotta be Urban
Meyer. Your organization is so bad, you couldn't even make it about the play on the field.
Woo! Just in general.
Just in general.
It really left like a dirty stain on the franchise that was already struggling.
No, it didn't.
Like, of course it did.
It did, but
they were slightly.
You know why it didn't leave a dirty stain on the franchise?
Blake Bortles left it before then?
No, because it's Jacksonville. What do you expect from Jacksonville?
They were competitive.
Like, when they went to the Super Bowl and they were expansion team and everything else, you thought so much differently of that franchise than you do now. Right now, you're thinking a franchise like Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So, like, what could they possibly do to make what you already think of them any worse?
I like this, though. I like this
list. You like this list? Yeah, it's a good list. It's a good list.
It's a good list.
Number seven, Houston Texans. Biggest mistake.
Trading all those picks for Laremy Tunsil?
No. I don't actually think it's more than 5 years now.
Wait.
It's got to also be
I think this
Watson.
Is too high on the list. I think it's
high.
I don't think you guys will guess it.
Is it Deshaun Watson again?
No.
Mm-hmm. No?
Can't be.
Hold on. Can we get a...
Think of their other best player over the last 5 years. That's not
JJ
Deshaun Watson.
What?
No.
No,
retired 5 years ago. How long? When's the last time JJ Watt played for the Texans? He was a Cardinal.
Their other best player.
Gross.
Receiver.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Trading DeAndre Hopkins to the Cardinals. I think that's a little too high on the list.
I do think it was a mistake, but I do think it's high on the list.
Well, because keep in mind, at the time, they were going down, you know, because Deshaun Watson's situation and whatever.
That's why I'm saying it's not that it's their worst mistake, but I just think it's high.
It's high. It's not. It's high. It's high on the list.
Yeah, that's true. Number 8, Atlanta Falcons. We already said that.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins. That's where that fellow. Kirk Cousins getting 4 years, $180 million.
Is it possible the Browns could be on there twice, but you can only be on there once?
You can only be on there once.
Yeah, because I could.
Number 9, the Patriots.
Letting Tom Brady go?
No, that was more than 5 years ago.
Mm. Oh, was it?
Yeah. In 2019.
Oh, okay.
Could hold
that's,
it on
that's
to
not,
Bill
Belichick. That's, more than, that's, right, under 5 years.
Well, it wasn't that.
Mac Jones.
No.
Oh. McCorkle wasn't it.
Letting Bill Belichick go.
Maybe holding on to him too long.
I would have thought that too. I don't know if I necessarily. He puts hiring Matt Patricia and Joe Judge as lead architects of the offense in 2022.
What was that? Wait, but you, that's crazy.
What was that?
With all the things they've been through.
Yeah.
They're not putting any of that on the players?
No.
Mm. All right.
No.
And I think Tom Brady is definitely on there. Should be on there. Because that's less than 5 years.
Nah. You guys want to keep going on the list or you want to go to the Dolphins?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Dolphins.
No, let's go. I like the list.
You like the list. Okay, you like the list. He likes the list, ladies
and gentlemen.
I
like the list. It's a good list.
10, swapping out A.J. Brown for Treylon Burks in a trade with the Eagles. Yeah, letting A.J. Brown go for the Titans.
Who's that?
The Titans.
Who's
Treylon? Exactly.
No, who is it? Who is it?
Who is he?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is he an offensive lineman?
What's his name?
Treylon Burks. He's a wide receiver.
Oh, of course. Who can forget
a wide receiver?
Treylon Burks.
Drafted in the first round of 2022.
What?
His numbers this year?
Yeah.
5 catches.
4 catches, 34 yards.
Oof.
Yeah, that probably should be higher on the list.
Oof. Yeah.
You give it A.J. Brown for 4 catches?
Yeesh.
Oof.
He had that yesterday.
Number 11, Chicago Bears.
Where do we start?
This is the one he's picking, huh? All right. It's surprising, but give me the ones you would think it was.
Mm. I would go with Fields, something to do with Fields.
Mm-hmm.
Signing Matt Eberflus.
I would say, you know what? And this is not. I get why they did it, but I would say getting rid of Justin Fields and then drafting a quarterback first without taking care of all the stuff around it, because now Caleb Williams is doing the same stuff Justin Fields did.
This is their pick.
Go
trading a second rounder for Chase Claypool.
They did that?
Sign a bunch of teams up for that. Yes. But that is nothing compared to
what they've done?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so, dude.
They got off easy. They would probably be higher up on the list, too.
Mm. Man. Let's see. Seattle Oof. I don't think this would be higher than the Claypool one. Seattle.
Seattle.
What trade.
Trading Russell Wilson.
No.
No?
Oh. No. Not trading Russell Wilson. It is a trade.
Yeah.
Mm. Let's. I'll overpaid. Overpayment on a trade.
Overpaid. I don't even know too many people.
You'll remember. Once I say it, it'll spark your head.
No, go.
Two first rounders for Jamal Adams.
What?
Oh, that's right. The safety from the Jets.
Yep.
That's crazy. I didn't know they gave up
no more.
Two first rounders?
He doesn't even play anymore. And they still, the Jets still.
Not even 30 yet.
He's plays for the Lions.
By the way, he plays for the Lions?
Yeah.
Wait, how about, he just signed with them, didn't he? Because he was out.
He's
free agent.
4 days ago,
right?
The Lions elevated him from
the practice squad. Right.
Yeah.
So wait.
Two first rounders for him.
So the Jets got two first rounders.
Yep.
And
this is where they are.
Did they give any up for Aaron Rodgers?
I don't remember.
Because that might be there. Oh, they're already on the list. So.
All right. Number 13 is the Rams signing Allen Robinson to a 3-year deal. That's not that bad.
That's not that bad. No, no, no.
14, the Raiders.
Where do we start?
Raiders.
Surprised they're this high on the this low on the list. 14, I would feel like.
Trading Derek Carr?
No.
Thinking Gardner Minshew could be the savior?
Mm-mm.
No. Ooh, this was just at the cusp of 5 years, so I'm not sure.
Signing Christian Wilkins.
John Gruden.
No.
Oh,
no.
Signing Christian Wilkins to $100 million.
Antonio Brown.
They must be counting. They must be counting 20. It must be 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. Those are the years. Okay, so 19 they're not doing.
Okay.
So what is it?
Hiring Josh McDaniels as their head coach.
Oh,
2022.
Not good. Not good. Never been good as head coach.
Can I just say?
How does he keep getting jobs?
No. They gave Josh McDaniels all that money, right?
Yeah.
No, who'd they give all the money to?
They gave all the money to John Gruden.
Just now, and he's already gone.
No. They gave all the money to John Gruden, and then he got caught in the email scandal. Then he got fired. Yeah. Then they hired Josh McDaniels.
Wow. So they've hired two dudes.
They hire a lot of coaches.
They do, and give a lot of money up. Probably should get some more of that money on the field.
Mm-hmm. $60 million they gave Josh McDaniels.
Cardinals extending Cliff Kingsbury and Steve Keim to contract extensions.
Okay, that's not on the field.
And then finally, number 16.
I'm surprised with that.
Letting Christian Wilkins go.
The Miami Dolphins.
Letting Christian Wilkins go.
No, can't be.
Nothing we've heard on the list so far. Nothing.
Not re-signing Robert Hunt.
Heard on the list.
So. Has nothing to do with signing or keeping anybody.
Ooh, biggest mistake.
Nor losing anybody.
Oh.
So I feel like.
It has nothing to do with signing?
Mm-hmm.
Signing, who's the coach before? Firing of Brian Flores.
No. Meeting with Tom Brady on a boat. That's the one.
That's what they put as the biggest mistake.
Didn't it cost us a pick as well?
Tampering. This is what they say. The Dolphins' biggest mistake over the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Tampering with Tom Brady and Sean Payton 2019 through 2022.
Son of a gun.
And they write, there are some gray areas the NFL seems to be willing to tolerate when it comes to its rule book. It's remarkable to see how many free agent contract teams are able to negotiate in the opening hours of the legal tampering period, a phrase which doesn't make any sense in any other context.
Because the contracts are signed 1 minute into the tampering period. Yeah.
Teams might have conversations with agents about whether players are happy in their current location or if they would be interested in a potential trade. Attempting to make offers on players and coaches who are under contract with other teams, however, cross the line for the NFL. Dolphins ownership, according to NFL sanctions, repeatedly tried to negotiate deals with Tom Brady while he was under contract with the Patriots and Buccaneers, and simultaneously tried to negotiate a deal with Sean Payton to join his organization as head coach. Sometimes, when these deals are completed, there is just a subsequent grievance. Teams are able to hammer out a deal. The Jets, for example, got a first-round pick from the Patriots as a primary return for Bill Belichick when he resigned as the coach of New York. Didn't even land Tom Brady or Sean Payton. They were fined $2 million and stripped of a first and third round pick in the 2023-2024 drafts, respectively. Do you agree that is the biggest mistake for the Dolphins over the last 5 years?
No.
I don't agree either.
No.
Oh.
Because
I don't agree either.
Because I would say it's either Christian Wilkins or not re-signing Van Ginkle.
Christian Wilkins? You think both of those? There's so many things that have happened.
Either.
In 5 years?
in 5 years?
I'd be curious. We'll get. We got to take a break. Mm-hmm. Give me your biggest. Do you agree that the ESPN has declared the Dolphins' biggest mistake over the last 5 years? Now, is their mistake? What do you? So is Bill Barnwell, who wrote this article, is his mistake that they actually didn't land them? Or that they even tried? Because I feel like if they didn't even land them.
They tried and got in trouble.
They tried, failed, and got in trouble.
Because if they would have landed them and they would have had success, it wouldn't have been been worth the picks.
Yep.
But the fact that they lost picks, so basically, you didn't end up with the guy.
Yep.
And you lost picks.
Tom Brady had to play an extra year with Tampa. He didn't want to play.
Mm.
Sean Payton would have been here instead of Mike McDaniel.
Yep.
Still would have the Flores thing to deal with. And that's why they fired Brian Flores, by the way. They thought they were getting Sean Payton.
Yeah.
Really?
And yeah, that's at the time.
Yep.
And then Brian Flores is like, oh, yeah?
Yep.
Lawsuit.
Cheaters.
Boom. Cheaters.
Yeah.
How did that work out? Because he's still coaching.
I think he's still suing.
Yeah, you know, lawsuits take a long time.
Lawsuits do take a long time.
Yeah.
Well, lawyers like to rack up hours.
You know how it is.
I think lawsuits could be done like in technology days. Let's be real about it. With AI. How fast could these? I don't mean to demean lawyers, but like how fast could these things be? Yeah, how fast could these things really be done these days?
This could
like,
be a 30-minute Zoom for sure. This is for sure. I mean, definitely.
305-567-0560. If you got a bigger mistake over the last 5 years for the Miami Dolphins, take a break. Back after this.
Bust it.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. We take you up until 2 here on the program.
What those ladies tell us, get shot down because you're overzealous, play hard to get females get jealous.
How would you expect one to laugh if they lived in
the
dungeon?
Okay. Either way, it's a compliment. Thank you very much.
Because, laugh like a witch? Because it's a successful show or movie. Or play? What do you go by Wicked now?
No.
I don't know. My wife and Rebecca went to see Wicked.
Why are you out of breath?
They lost me, huh?
Why are you out of breath?
I don't know.
He's hustling.
I don't know why. Why am I out of breath? I'm like, you sucked the life out of me yesterday. Just like,
and you're still catching up on your breath.
You're still catching. I'm not going to take blame for 2 days of you being exhausted.
Leroy, you got to get in shape, dude. We're 2 weeks away from the Olympics.
Hey, I'm going to tell you right now. It was, you were insufferable.
What?
Wow.
You were insufferable.
The guy who has more antics than a little bit is telling somebody else who also has a lot of antics time and place. That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Is it?
You telling somebody time and place.
I think if anybody was to know the time and place, it would be a fellow shenanigans maker.
Okay, Babushka.
Yeah. And you wanted me to do that in front of him. Do my parody of his mother in front of him. You thought that was the right time and place for somebody I have to interact with.
No.
It would have made his day.
I don't think it would have.
It would have made him
I think
laugh.
It would have ended at the end of a 6'11 Serbian punch.
Oh, man. I cannot help you
with
that.
That's just
great
say?
Content, by the way.
Is it?
That is good.
Getting assaulted by the Heat's power forward?
Wait.
That's good.
So,
that's an honor.
Hold on.
That's going viral.
Hold on. No. You guys missed this.
Mm-hmm.
So, after insulting him, right, and please tell us what he would say, because then you just went off on him and used his accent.
Yeah, that's okay.
Mm.
You know what happened the last time you did that with the Struts, right?
I don't know.
They silenced everybody in a quiet poker room cussing.
The Serbians and Slovenians are much more fun than the British.
Mm.
They just live life better.
Mm. Oh, Nico. No punch me.
Nico, sticks and stones may break bones, but funny content is funny content. Now, Spo, when ankle heal, please play in front of Kevin Love.
Mm.
He's too old. Don't be afraid to have Khalil take a whirl around the block.
Oh.
I just don't understand. At some point, like I thought, before this season started, we thought, with how they were going with the draft and how things were coming, that they were going to make some kind of commitment to the younger guys, right? It seemed that way.
I don't know.
You had Jaime.
Mm-hmm.
You had Nico. You bring Khalil.
Mm-hmm.
You could just go with them at some point during the game. Nope.
Nope. Jay, how are you, Jay?
How y'all doing today, man?
I'm good, buddy. You got a worse moment for the Dolphins over the last 5 years? ESPN said it was tampering.
Yeah, it was Flo's stubbornness to play the game.
Who?
Yeah, what I mean by that, Flo.
Flo. Okay.
Yeah. His stubbornness to play the game, because before that year, Stephen Ross had the press conference, which you said, we're going to tear everything down, and we're going to build it back up. I think Flo knew when they interviewed him, there's no way he didn't know they wanted him to lose games that year. So I felt like if he would have lost all those games, we would have had Joe Burrow. And then I felt like if Stephen Ross offered me a couple of $1,000 to lose some games, I'm just saying. Like,
you would have tanked like a champ?
Can I add a different perspective to this?
Yeah.
There's not very many black coaches.
Yeah, but
Hold on. Let me finish. You're a black coach that gets an opportunity. You are already under a microscope as being a minority coach. And I don't care what your owner tells you, but if you go out there and lose, are people going to have the same patience with you as they would with somebody else? So you can't risk that as a coach and a person that wants to have this opportunity again. There's no way you can go out there and purposely lose, because you're going to always be associated with that record.
I totally
agree with that. But the pushback I'm going to have is one thing that this owner has shown is patience. And at the top of the thing, you also have a black GM who everybody want to fire, but this owner has shown patience to keep this guy on.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing about Ross, race, no matter gender, none of that ever matters, because he don't hire women, black people, Spanish, it don't matter. That guy don't look at race. So I think he would have had patience with Flo. I think they like Flo. I think Flo was a great coach. I just think Flo didn't want to work with people. Flo had his own thing that he wanted to do, basically. And I think that's what made everything tear down. So I believe if Flo was more of working with everybody, and they said that when he got fired, he just didn't want to work with people. He wanted to do his own thing, hiring his own people. He kind of got that Belichick thing. Those guys want to hire their guys. They don't want to hire outside. They don't want to do that. So I feel like if Flo would have worked better with it, I just think everything with him. He was a great coach, and I just think that if he would have just played ball and did more, I think Ross would have been more than patient with him. That's just what I think.
Thank you, Jay.
I can't tell him he's wrong, but I will say
they did do that with his record, by the way, when he got fired.
Right.
They threw it right on that press on that press release.
Right. What I would say to him is this: you can't leave your fortune or your what happens to you in the future on somebody else. Like, you can't play the game and say, I hope they play with me. You can't do that. Because just like you said, what was the first words in the statement was his record.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't being very patient.
He also shouldn't have played. If he wanted to tank properly, you know, he should have just put Josh Rosen out there, not Ryan Fitzpatrick.
But so yeah, I I'm not. They say the tampering, but. I would think there's some other decisions that were made then.
Let's see here. Let's see if somebody else has got something else. Ross, what do you got, buddy? What do you think is the biggest mistake the Dolphins have made over the last 5 years?
Hey, guys. I think it was this past offseason when we re-upped with the shorthanded shortstop and Spicoli. And we extended Spicoli. And, you know, really, if you look at it, why didn't we just utilize one of those franchise tags or something and let him play it out for a fifth year? Because do you not think that we could probably get him at a better bargain after this season, after the way things have played out? You know, the whole the market's the market. Well, I'd like to see those, you know, and I didn't see the rush in giving Tyreek a whole bunch more money. I mean, just the move, the finances we gave this offseason, when this team is solely focused on its identity being offense, and it doesn't appear that our coach has a second pitch, a slider or a curveball or anything to go to. Once they've identified what a way to beat us, then this is it. And I mean, we're
Matt Lindstrom. Remember that Matt Lindstrom on the Marlins?
There you go. And I just feel like there's nothing. It's kind of depressing now because we're locked into all these guys. And to the previous caller, I think he is patient, so I don't think anything's going to change. But anyway, that's just my two cents, guys. Appreciate y'all.
There you go, Ross. Bye-bye. See you, man.
He sounds like as soon as he hang up, he's going to go talk to Paul Feinbaum. Right?
Schmeathens.
Pow!
This guy sounds like he's at Tobin's family reunion.
Yeah. So
made some good points.
I genuinely think like I go to a hoedown. Like there's moonshine and somebody playing on a washboard.
He's right. But here's what happens in these situations. You don't want what happened to Christian Wilkins to happen again. So sometimes you got to pay guys before it gets to that point.
Well,
and he's a starting quarterback. And a starting quarterback is a starting quarterback.
The only thing you could look to this season is to Tua's injury. Would Tua have taken a cheaper deal? Because he would have been playing on the last year. Not even a franchise. He would have been playing on the last year of his deal. He probably would have to deal with some holdout stuff. Listen, he can't. Like, people, we made a big deal out of this, too, about how much more confident he seems. He does seem more relaxed. Did it buy the Dolphins anything? I mean, no. He got hurt week two. Like, he threw his head into DeMar Hamlin like he was a torpedo. Like, I don't even, you know. So
this is his fourth year?
This is his fifth year.
Fifth year. Like, there's certain things take a minute to learn, dude. I can't.
He's really bad at it. He's not good.
He's been pretty good this year. After that.
No, this last week, he was this
close. No, he
wasn't.
Dude. He got hit in the ribs.
Dude.
He got hit in the ribs.
That fat man was really close to landing on him.
No. It's football, dude. Like he's
well, he got the hell out of there off that interception. He was like, all right, I'm out, which I appreciate. I want him to keep himself safe.
Yeah.
I don't want a Rams situation where he's like, don't worry, boys, I'm Urlacher. No thanks.
But yeah,
Andrew Luck used to tackle the hell out of people.
Andrew Luck was a moose.
He was a moose.
He sounded like a giant.
He been like Josh Allen?
All right, this is everybody. Okay.
So, yeah, look, I get everybody saying, you know, or some people thinking it's the Tua thing. It's not. Okay, there's so many other steps that could have taken place before, you know, besides that makes that bad. The problem with quarterbacks and certain guys that next man up going to get paid a lot of money, the problem with that is you're always going to be playing the result of from that point on.
Mm-hmm.
Right? At the time, that he got a fair contract, like at that moment. Everybody says, well, why don't you just, you know, wait it out. I said, because the last piece of information I have is you waited it out with Christian Wilkins, and then you couldn't afford him.
Tim, what's up, man?
Yo.
Hey.
Yo.
Worst move the Dolphins made in the last 5 years. Is allowing Marcos to be an NFL insider and put all this pressure on Tua.
Damn you! His fault! God damn!
That was probably my best.
How dare you, bro?
He's right, though. One more. Don, what's up, Don?
Hey, guys.
What's up?
How are you?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Listen, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Very well.
Yeah, okay. Listen. You can't even find the worst mistake they've made in the last 5 years because they've made every mistake.
Pick one, Don.
NFL team shouldn't make.
Pick one.
Drafting Tua, and you guys continuing to support his sorry, short, little hand can't throw the ball down the field ass.
Nobody, I mean, his hands aren't short. They're either small or they're big. I mean, that's nobody
okay,
measures.
And he can't.
Nobody measures hands in height.
Quarterback, and to pay him like we paid him should have waited
a question.
Wouldn't have cost us nothing.
You think a guy can lead the league in passing by luck?
Listen. You got to stop looking at the stats and look at the W's. Okay.
But
you start looking at the
wait.
A bunch of bad teams, you can build big stats.
So
and you continue to support this guy who hasn't shown us anything.
Question. So would you say the same thing about Aaron Rodgers?
No.
Why?
Because he is an NFL quarterback.
Whoa. What you did yesterday doesn't matter today. okay?
Then Aaron Rodgers talking about his stats.
Wait, Aaron Rodgers. Wait, well, hold on.
Stats last year, then.
Okay, then let's talk about Aaron Rodgers in the same way.
He's got a point.
Hey, let's talk about Aaron Rodgers. Look at the win loss record of Aaron Rodgers his last 2 years.
Would you rather have Aaron Rodgers or Tua tomorrow?
I'd rather have Tua.
Come on.
I'd rather have Tua.
You're a liar. You're a liar. And you're
really
selling tickets.
Yeah.
You're
really
selling tickets.
So you would rather?
Why do you think we're selling tickets? There's no tickets to sell. Isn't there like a
waitlist?
Because
you guys are the flagship station of the Miami Dolphins.
No, we're not.
You haven't been for 2 years.
Wait. So you're telling me right?
We haven't had the Dolphins
for
2 years.
Don. You're telling me right
That's
now.
That's their biggest mistake.
Right now.
True.
Moving forward.
Greedy pigs.
If I gave you a choice
dropping us.
Between Aaron Rodgers and Tua, you would take Aaron Rodgers.
In a heartbeat.
And there's the problem, folks. There's the problem. You know Aaron Rodgers can barely play quarterback right now, right? You
That's
know.
He can throw the ball more than 25
yards.
Wait.
The only thing you have of Aaron Rodgers and the only picture you have in your mind is what Aaron Rodgers used to be, not what he is. You do realize
that,
right?
That's not true.
So you think he's a good quarterback now?
Excuse me?
You think Aaron Rodgers is a good quarterback right now?
This is polite.
I think he's a good quarterback, yeah.
Based on what?
Based on the fact that he can throw the ball to a receiver down the field. He can extend a play. Okay.
No, he cannot.
He has played
no,
on
he
a
can't.
Lousy team.
Oh, so he's playing. So
you
with
think,
wait, I got this. Okay. So with Tua, he's the problem. With Aaron Rodgers, it's the rest of the team.
Here's what they've done with Tua. They put him on a pedestal. Mm-hmm. They protected him all they can. They built everything around him, and he still can't win the game.
They didn't do that for Aaron Rodgers this year. They went out and got his favorite receiver. They fired his coach. They did all these things. He's still not winning.
Don, who do you think has more yards per throw this year, Tua or Aaron Rodgers? Because you say
I couldn't tell you. I can tell you. Maybe Tua.
I can tell you. Tua.
Okay.
So, I mean, what are you doing with noodle arm and how far the throws are going? The guy averages more for throw.
It doesn't matter. You keep throwing 10-yard pass. Look, you know what?
First, Don! Don. Here, let's use your theory. Let's use your theory. We're only going to use wins and losses. How many games have the Jets won?
I couldn't tell you.
Then why are you making an argument?
Hates Tua. He hates Tua.
Do you realize the Jets are terrible,
look,
right?
He is. I let him go. We have to go. We have to take a break.
You know what that is?
Yeah.
He's related to you.
Don't say
that. He is related.
I have nothing to do with him.
You do the same thing.
No, I don't.
Just do it, Leroy. Jessica!
Back after this.